Happy New Year. This is the 25th day of the year of 2021, and what a year it has been so far. I'm welcoming you now to A Voice of a People live with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app on any electronic device. And the app is called TuneIn, and search WWGH once you have it downloaded. Now, there's many talk show programs we have on that app, and it runs 24/7. So it would be to your advantage to take, listen to some of the other talk show programs we offer you. You can also call 740-383-9944. If you would like to be a part of the show, if you would like to ask any questions or make any comments, again, that number is 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. 740-382-8552. Also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Now, they have free produce, but it will not begin again until the month of April, and I will be making announcements in that regard. We have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 28 years of experience working for you. Their location is LaRue, Ohio, and their telephone number is 740-262-0939. I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today, and it is titled Meditation. Though the mind often asks for what is visible or material, its needs are deeper and cannot be met by anything superficial or short-term. Meditation leads to a meeting point with all that is true and eternal. And maybe we should take more time to meditate, especially on the Word of God. Let me turn my attention to my guest. I told you last week that Pastor Jackie Peterson would be my guest, and here she is today. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, and good afternoon. And Happy New Year. I don't know if I've seen you since this year has come in.
I don't think so.
I think we've probably emailed, but haven't physically seen you. So Happy New Year.
Same to you. It's good Thank to you. See you, too.
Good to see you always.
Good to be seen, right?
It is, absolutely.
Amen. So how has the new year been for you so far, Pastor?
Wow. I guess it's almost like a carryover from 2020, even though it's a new year, and I'm yet looking forward to a new season. Mm-hmm. But some things is kind of carrying over from 2020 that that wasn't quite done with yet. But yes. I'm still standing, and I'm still believing, and I'm still meditating, like you just said, right. Meditating on the Word of God, because the Word of God is true. So, I'm still, I guess I can say I'm still grieving,
right,
from the passing of my mother, even though it was in October. But we had some special holidays that went by without her. Thanksgiving.
We were so sorry to hear about the passing of your mother.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. I just, Thanksgiving and Christmas and even the new year, because mm-hmm. we all, those were great big family things that we did together. And you know, since COVID has come into the atmosphere, we haven't had an opportunity to really get together as a family. Even when my mom passed, we haven't grieved the way we normally grieve, where, you know, you have your right. your big family getting together with the dinners and hugging and right. crying. Right. We have not done that. When we see each other, it's very limited, especially as far as I'm concerned. It's very limited, the number of people that I'm around with the family, because we have a large family. Mm-hmm. I'm the oldest of 8 children, so with all of us, all of our kids and all, so it's a large family, and it's just haven't been able to do that. Right. I think if maybe it was summertime, maybe we could have gathered and been out in a yard or something, but right. we just haven't been able to do that. So I'm still, by me being the oldest, still trying to help even my siblings pick up pieces and trying to get things done. And right. and so a large portion of our family was affected by COVID. My uncle, you know, I had to take care of him after my mom passed. So it's still some pieces that I'm trying to get together. But the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
And I know that everything's going to come together, but it's just, I have my moments. I have my moments.
I'm sure you do, mm-hmm. because that is so different, not being able to grieve your loved ones. And you fall in the category of
many,
of thousands of
400
people.
And some thousand yes. people that, you know, couldn't be with their loved ones.
No,
I know
no.
we couldn't, you know, because first of all, when she was sick, we were sick. So mm-hmm. Those that were not sick when she was passing, they were allowed to go. Very few of them mm-hmm. was allowed to go to say their goodbyes. But for me to not be able to be there to right. hold my mother's hand
right.
and to touch her face, it was just really, I'm going to say devastating, but I still trust God.
Right.
But the flesh part of me, it was just horrible.
It was, horrible. Kind of
it was unthinkable.
Yeah.
For me to see her on a cell phone, you know,
right,
just
right.
to see her FaceTime and to say my goodbyes. Mm. It just, it's almost like it's not real. And I know it is real, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, it's almost like I'm just going to go over and see my mom's at home and I'm at my house, you know, especially when I cook things that she liked to eat and I always take it over. Now I cook and it's like, oh, I can't take mom a plate, you know. So it's a process. The grieving is a process,
right.
and we have to understand that. And everybody grieves differently.
Yes, they do.
We have to stop telling people, oh, just get over. You know, you're going to see them on the other side. That's we will, but we're still here in the flesh,
yes, we are.
And our flesh miss our loved ones, mm-hmm. and that's how I feel now. And
right.
and I've never been one to tell people, you know, it's time for you to get over it. Now, if you see that it's really affecting them in a negative way,
right.
then you have to send them to get some help.
True.
You know, but I know that that's what I'm just going through the grieving process mm-hmm. right now, where I cry, and then I'm okay.
Yeah.
I think about her, you know,
sure
every day.
She was, how old was she?
My mom was 81. She was 81.
She's been there.
Yep, she was driving. She was coming to service when we did come back inside of the building. She even came in the parking lot. She was, because we had service outside.
Right.
And my mom's so funny. She said, now, you know, they said old people shouldn't come to church. That's what she told me. I was like, you're right, Mom. They shouldn't. You know, you're vulnerable.
That's true.
I look in the parking lot one day. Here she driving up. I'm like, and where are you going? I can't stand to watch this on Facebook.
Right.
I have to come. So she shows up, and when we finally went back inside, and you know, I said, now you're going to have to make sure you keep your mask on, and you can't be sitting out here talking to people. You need to go in and find your seat.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So she did, and I just miss her.
I'm sure
her. So, yeah, but, yeah, she was driving and going, and and they did an article on my mom. My mom was the type that loved to travel. Mm-hmm. When I said, you know, you shouldn't be doing all this. Every time a car's going somewhere, you're in the car. So when the young lady, Micah, that you had on,
right,
she did an article about how COVID affected me and my family.
Right.
And she did the article with me and my mom. And the USA, Marion Star had it. The USA Today picked up that article.
Oh, that's great.
The Columbus Dispatch picked up that article. People Amen. From all over has been calling me. I'm like, Mom, you're still traveling.
Isn't that something?
So that's kind of my life. I'm trying to get myself back into the groove of things because I wasn't having meetings and stuff like that. I just wasn't ready. So I started back in probably December. I started doing normal, regular, you know, on right. Zoom, not a meeting face to face. So
right.
yeah,
and that should be understandable, you know, because wow, when you lose your mother, that. It's even though you lose your dad, it's just not the same as losing your mother. It's like a piece of you.
It's a part of you.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's lost. And like, where's it at?
Yeah.
You know, where's that part of me?
Yeah.
I understand.
Yep. Yeah. So we did quite a few bulletins, programs when my mom died, passed away. I shouldn't say she passed away. And we had a lot of programs, a lot of them left over. You know, we had a lot of pictures and stuff. And they're in my office. And I just can't seem to get rid of those programs. So somebody said, let's just hold on to them, give them to the grandkids, you know, and because I'm sure they probably threw theirs away.
Probably.
And so just kind of hold on. And I'm making a memorial book of things like, you know, stuff for birth certificate, her mm-hmm. her death certificate, and the articles, just things that I want to make a scrapbook to keep her things
wow.
in. So yeah, and my sister that lived with my mom, she still finds different things. She's like, I think you probably like this scarf of mom, mm-hmm. so she'll give me stuff. So mm-hmm. yeah, and I got some hats. My mom had so much stuff. I'm like,
yes.
What is she doing all this stuff? She had hats. You mean you talk about church hats?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she had them.
Really?
I'm like, well, she never wore it. My mom, I think, was a shopaholic. She just shopped. So a couple of the beautiful hats she had, I gave them to Mother Mays. And my Mother Mays was just so, and everybody knows Mother Mays, she loves hats.
Yes, she does.
She was like, oh my gosh, she said, your mom had some conference hats, you know, where they go to Memphis and wear
oh, yeah.
hats.
Yeah.
So I knew Mother Mays would take very good care of them, so
definitely.
I gave her several of those hats, definitely. Beautiful hats. I'm thinking, Mom didn't wear these hats, you know, but she just had them.
She bought them because she liked them.
She did. And my mom was much bigger. I'm the smallest one in the family, so when we were going through her stuff, and this may not be your conversation,
that's
but
all right, go ahead.
We were going through her stuff, and I was like, well, you know, I know I can't wear any of her clothes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So my sisters and all was gathering stuff, and I had stuff for my daughter because, you know, she and my mom was the same. My mom was, she was fancy. She liked fashionable stuff.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, just everybody just get their stuff because I knew I couldn't wear anything.
Mm-hmm.
But in the back of her closet, she had a coat, and it's Michael Kors coat.
Hmm.
Winter coat.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the everybody's looking like, what's mom doing with this coat? So they was like, Jackie, try it on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my God, I can wear it.
Really?
So I'm like, I got something from my mom that I can wear. I'm like, Mom, you left this just for me. Because
yeah.
Mom was like that. She would buy stuff. And I'm like, why are you getting this? She said, somebody's going to be able to wear it. Or something. I'm like, why are you buying this?
Right.
Just in case. She said, just in case.
Right,
and somebody.
Right.
So I was just really, that just made my day when I found a Michael Kors winter coat. And it's warm. It's nice. I'm like, why do you have a size 8 coat? My mom wore like 14s,
right.
But it was for me.
Amen. Unbeknownst to you, it was for me.
Unbeknownst.
Right?
Had no idea. No
That's
idea.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Beautiful sentiment of
yes,
your mother.
Yes, absolutely.
And the hardship that you and your family have gone through in her passing away.
Yeah, we did because it was so unexpected.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then I think about people who say, well, it's not real, it's a hoax. And they say that people who actually have COVID will say, it's the flu or it's pneumonia. It's everything but
the COVID.
But COVID.
Yeah.
They will not admit
That well, it's real. To me, it's real. I mean, my mom's, she passed of COVID pneumonia.
Right.
So, I mean, I can only go by what the doctor said. Right. That's what the doctor said. I can only go by the test that they said that I had COVID. So.
And I was telling somebody, it's a type of pneumonia.
Well, it attacked her lungs, her breathing. She couldn't. She was at 100% oxygen. She just couldn't fight it. And because of those other things that she had, mm-hmm. the COVID just attached itself to that, to the diabetes, to the heart problems, to the blood problems that she had. It just kind of took it, you know, mm-hmm. I'm just so grateful. I'm so thankful that I'm a survivor. That's how I look at it. I'm a survivor because, you know, I have some diseased arteries in my heart, which I keep saying, listen, I'm whatever. But, you know, I could have been, you know, and I have these allergies. I have to carry EpiPen and all of that. It could have been me. But the Lord spared my life, my sister, my niece, spared their lives.
Right. Right.
Spared their lives. So, and that's why I say it attacks people of color because of those underlying diseases.
It's unthinkable, isn't it?
It's unthinkable.
Once it's in your body, it attacks those things that you're weak in, the areas of your health issues.
Yep. I'm not a physician, but that's what they're saying. You know, it attacks itself to those. You're not able to fight it off. So that's why we're dying at a rate that's much higher than other ethnicities. So that's what's happening.
And that's understandable, too.
Yep.
Even the United States, they have, we've lost so many people in the United States because of, I want to say ignorance, because people don't want to believe it.
Right,
you know,
right.
Not calling, per se, anyone ignorant.
Exactly, yeah.
It's the fact that they will not embrace it, that
yeah.
it's real, and
yeah.
do use the precautions.
Yeah, and our numbers are worse than even third world countries.
Yes.
That's what's so unbelievable to me to wrap my head around. We're supposed to be one of the most powerful countries in the earth, in the riches.
Yeah.
But yet we're dealing with this. We've got millions of people that's out of work.
Right.
The food pantry lines are huge.
Yes, they are.
I've never seen anything like it before.
No.
And we just have to come to the reality that this is real.
Mm-hmm.
So now what are we going to do about it? How are we going to help each other? How are we going to try to help people get back to work? We're supposed to revere others more than ourselves.
That's true.
And that's how I look at it. When I put this mask on, I'm concerned about you.
Right.
And I'm concerned about myself.
Amen.
It's not that I feel that my rights are being taken away from me. No, it's because I love my fellow beings. That's
right.
I want to make sure that they're okay, their families are okay,
right.
I'm okay, my family's okay.
Right.
Because it's devastating. It really is.
Wow.
It really is. So.
And I don't even know what to do with that, what you just said, because I have people in here, they're just upset.
They're upset about
they have to wear a mask.
Yeah, they're upset about it. And, you know, well, you know, when we had to wear the seatbelt, remember they passed the law with the seatbelt?
But, you know, Pastor, what it really made me think of, the serpent that the Lord told Moses to erect. And he said, if the people looked up to the serpent, which was look up to him, they would be saved.
Yeah.
But if they didn't, they would die.
Right, right.
So it made me think, wow, this, you know, people think this is a man-made thing. This could be a God thing.
Yeah, I don't know, but I know it's here. And I know that God is in control of all things.
Yes.
So it just really should make us, those of us that call ourselves Christians or saints, it should make us even come closer to him. We
That's
need to
right.
pray.
That's right.
Because he said in Second Chronicles, you know it, mm-hmm. if my people
right.
who are called by my name, if we, us,
That's right.
would humble ourselves,
right.
pray, turn from our wicked ways. Now, isn't that something?
Yes.
We got some wicked ways.
Yes, we do.
Then will he hear from heaven,
mm-hmm.
then he would heal the land.
That's right.
So that just means that we got to pray more. Something evidently we're not doing right.
True.
if my people, if we, there's a if there.
That's right, if.
If we do what he said to do, right, then we should be seeing a change.
Right.
So obviously we got a whole lot to do.
Yes, we do have a whole
lot. We have a whole lot to do, yeah, because it's, I can't believe how we as saints, and I keep saying we, how the world doesn't know the difference. We're supposed to stand out.
You know, I was going to talk to you about that, the great apostasy, the great falling away from mm-hmm. the faith, the great falling away from God and the things of God and the Word of God. So have we put ourselves out there too much into the world that we've forgotten who God really is?
I tell you.
And maybe we didn't know in the first place.
There we go. If my people, there we are. We can't tell. We don't know who's saved and who's not. Our conversations are the same. Our actions are the same as the world. Even the dress. You know, I don't talk too much about dress. But, but you know, we have to be modest with
that's
our dress.
True.
But we're all commingled. There's no difference. You can't tell. You can't tell the difference.
If we can't tell, then the world can't.
The world can't tell.
Then the world can't see Christ.
They can't see Christ. We're supposed to be peculiar people.
That's right.
Royal priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
The world should be coming to us for direction.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord gave us dominion in the earth.
Right.
He left that to us. But we've just let it just go. Then we've got so political. We're so this that the world, people that they're searching, they're looking, they're seeking, but they can't even come to us because they don't trust us.
That's sad.
They don't trust us. We hate just like the world hates. We don't love just like the world doesn't love.
Right.
So where do they go? You know, the Bible talks about being a stumbling block.
Yes.
And we have to be careful that we are not a stumbling block in keeping somebody out of the kingdom
right.
by our actions, mm. by how we are acting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the truth, we have to tell the truth. And sometimes the truth is ugly, but you got to deal with it. But we can't be lying more than the world. We shouldn't be lying at all, first of all, because
right.
he said a liar won't even tear in his sight. So we can't be out there lying. We've got to face truth.
Right.
If you are despicable, mean, nasty, hating on your brother, then we got to let you know this is not the actions of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Not.
You should not be doing this. I said the other day, people must not be reading the red letters. Jesus, you know what Jesus wrote?
The
Bibles that I have, it's all in red, you know, what Jesus is saying.
Right.
I said, they must not be reading the red letters.
Probably not.
Because they can't be.
Are they reading at all?
Are they reading at all?
That's where we are. Are they reading at all?
Yeah. We've just thrown it, you know, we've just forgotten about the gospel.
We don't have time
for the gospel.
Don't have time. Too busy.
Too busy. And I tell parents all the time, we have to be careful that you let your children do everything except for when it comes to the things of the gospel.
Right.
Of the, you know, church activities, things that you can let them go. Basketball, football, all of that. Run all. But when it comes to church, then they can decide whether they want to do it or not.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. That.
Yeah. We're not coming together as a family to read the word, to talk about the gospel. Our children barely, you know, they don't even know the basis. You know, when we were coming up, we had to learn
the scriptures
by heart. You know, we had to. I got older now,
well,
so I've been
cool,
Sunday
you know?
School. Yeah. You had to learn the books of the Bible. You
yeah,
know,
sure
but now we don't. We've kind of thrown that out the window. And it's hard to get people to even really to work toward it, to teach the youth. It's like, you know, we used to have fun.
Yes.
You know, the youth advisors and all. Now you got to pull and pump. And no wonder the kids don't want to come. The parents don't want to do it. Yeah, you want it. You're like,
yeah.
Well, you know,
mm-hmm.
the anointing comes from the head down. If the head's not wanting to do it, then the children don't want to be a part of it. I said, you guys don't make it interesting to the, you're not interested, so therefore the kids don't feel that it's interesting.
Not only that, of any importance
Any importance.
Not at all.
it's any way important
back there, you know.
Yep. I was laughing. I said now church ought to be full, at least on Facebook too.
You think so?
You don't even have to do anything but click a button and just show this top part of you.
Right.
And I said, people won't even get on Facebook. They won't even get on Zoom, you know. It's just amazing. The enemy has come in, and he's done a work on us.
Yes.
He's done a work on us. We had our New Year's Eve service. We had it on Zoom.
Okay.
So it was just our church. We didn't open it up Facebook.
Okay.
So I went to the sanctuary. And a couple of people went there, you know, so they could Zoom me in and all. And
right.
And I put on my best, you know, like New Year's Eve, you know, had my earrings and all. So then my husband comes in, and my husband's got on a tie and a jacket. And I was so proud of him. I went home, and my husband had a tie. And at the bottom part of it, he had on an old piece of shorts, some old shorts. I said, see, all you got to do is show the top half of you, you know. I'm like, some of you all won't even get on and show the top half. You're right in your house. You don't even have to show yourself.
No,
you don't even have to, you know, click the button so you don't, your video don't even show. But
right. But
the enemy comes in and he distracts us. He distracts us from those things that are important in our lives.
That's right.
Those things that help us to survive, those things that sustain us, those things that make us strong.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in and he distracts us from those things.
Yes, he does.
And we all have to be careful, Sister Linda, that we don't get distracted.
Amen.
You know, you talk about meditation.
Right.
If we're not careful, the enemy will make us so busy, we don't have time to even meditate.
That's right. You're right.
Because there's times when I went through the day with all, and thinking, oh, Lord, I haven't even really took any quality time out.
Right.
Really quality time
That's
out.
True.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
The day is already over.
Already gone. Already gone. Already gone.
I did read one of your remarks on Facebook earlier. When the new year came in and you said, armor up, saints.
Yep. Armor up.
You remember last year, I had you here last January, and you said there were some things, and I asked you what the Lord has shared with you, and you said there were some things coming up on the world,
earth. Yeah.
The earth, that we weren't ready for. That's what you said.
Yep.
And lo and behold, look what happened after that. COVID hit, and civil unrest hit.
I remember that.
You remember that?
I remember that.
And all that.
I remember that. And the Lord hadn't given me particulars,
right?
Because sometimes he'll show me it just in my spirit. He said, get ready, because something's about to hit the earth.
Right.
And I tell you, it hit the earth.
Yes, it did.
It hit the earth, and we were not ready. We were not ready.
No.
So the only thing that we can do now is just stand. I said that on yesterday. I said, the only thing we can do is stand.
Right.
And be strong in the Lord. That's all we can do, because it's got to run its course.
Right, because those issues are still here.
Those issues are still here, and we've got to, we have to confront some things. I think we like to push things under the rug.
Oh, yeah.
Like civil unrest. It's too, we've got to talk it through. We got to face it. We've got to be honest. We got to talk through it. If we never talk about stuff, there's no accountability.
Right.
It's as though it just never happened. We can't just walk away like this stuff didn't happen.
Right.
It happened.
Yes, it did.
It's still happening.
Yes.
So let's talk about it.
Yes.
Let's see, how can we, what can I as an individual, what can I do to help make things better? What, you know, but we don't want to face it. We want to act as though it never happened. Racism is real.
Yes, it is real. And it affects us all.
It affects everybody, not just me as a black woman, but it's going to affect a person as a white individual. It's going
right.
to affect them also.
Yes, it affects us all.
It affects us all. When one of our brothers hurt, we all hurt.
At least we should.
We should.
we should. That's right.
You know, we should.
Yeah.
But, this 2020 was quite an awakening.
Yes, it was.
I think there was a great awakening for a lot of people that just really thought that everything was okay. we've come a long ways. Let's face it, you know, when you and I was coming up, we've seen some progression.
Oh, yes.
But we still have a ways to go.
Right. Absolutely. We do have a long way to go.
We do. We can't put our hands to the plow and let's keep pushing forward. We can't look back.
Right.
We can't stay back there is what I'm trying to say, but we've got to be able to identify what happened and now what do we need to do in order to rectify or push forward.
Move forward.
Until if there justice, injustice for one, that means it's injustice as far as I'm concerned.
Because all unrighteousness is sin.
All unrighteousness.
We just can't pick and choose what sin is, or that one sin bothers me, so
no.
This is the one I'm going to target.
You can't do that.
Right.
You just can't do that.
Right.
Sin is sin, and I think we glorify some sins over other sins. I wonder why we do that. It just,
I don't know what the picking and choosing is
about. All have sinned and come short of the glory of
right.
God. That's what the Bible said.
Right?
Point blank. All sin is sin. A lie, abortions. But we want to, those sexual sins, we want to put them up at the top, you know. And I know it's they're bad. But a liar, it talks about a liar, you know.
Deceit,
witchcraft, all of that,
you know?
Rebellion is as witchcraft, all
yes,
of that stuff.
Of that.
You know, those are sins,
yes,
but we have a tendency to categorize,
yes.
And this is sin. Homosexuality is higher than, you know. I know
right.
It says abomination, but sin is sin as far as I'm concerned.
But Christians should be more concerned about the soul.
The soul. You got to love them.
Yes.
Once people know that you really honestly care about them
right.
and love on them and talk about them, show them in the word
right.
their ways, then they're more likely to try to change.
That's
but when you're beating them down, it's like, well, I already know I'm messing up. I don't need them to talk to me. You know,
true.
They
true.
See you coming and they're going to run.
Yes.
But if they see you coming knowing Linda is genuine,
right.
she really cares about me. She really
right.
cares about what's happening to me.
That's
not
true.
That I agree with what you're doing.
Right.
Absolutely not.
No.
But I care enough that I will take the time out to make a deposit into you
right.
so that you can get into the kingdom.
Amen.
Because Jesus said it's not his desire that any be lost.
That's true.
He wants all to come into repentance.
Right.
So what are we doing? How are we treating people to try to get them into the kingdom? We isolating? We're cutting out black and white? You know, when I got news for you, there ain't going to be no segregation in heaven.
No, it's not.
I just don't believe that.
No Democrat, no Republican, no black, no white,
none.
Hispanic, or no matter
none.
What color you may be.
None.
It's not going to be like that.
We all going to be just saying no. Hallelujah, glory
hate.
To you.
Hate.
Hey, oh Lord, have mercy! It's not gonna be there. You think no?
Hate.
You think Jesus went and sacrificed his life so that all that stuff could come into the kingdom? I don't think so. It's gonna be a rude awakening.
Yes, it is.
Rude awakening. So we need to get right down here.
Right.
Don't
right.
think that you're gonna carry all that stuff.
Nope, it's not going.
It's not going.
It's not going.
It's not going.
I read a comment on Facebook, and the lady said, well, our pastor was talking about everyone is created equal, whether black or white, it shouldn't matter. You got to love your brother. And I'm saying, but you can't wait till you get to heaven to love your brother, because you can't get into heaven.
No.
It's a commandment.
No. He says, how can you say you love me, which you don't even see,
right?
But hate your brother? He said, you're a liar.
Right. And you see him every day.
You see your brother every day. Every day. You may not, I may not like your ways. Some, you know, let's grant it. Some people, they work your last nerves.
Yes.
But that don't mean I hate you.
True.
You do something about me that you may not really care for. Because, again, we're still in the flesh. We still have our human tendencies. But that don't mean I hate you.
There's some things about myself I'm always trying to change.
Now, you just said something. You just said
right?
something. Some things about myself I
right.
know. It's like, Lord, please help me with
You're
this.
Right.
Oh, God, help
I
me.
I
know I need to change.
I'm working on it.
Working on it.
Absolutely.
Working on it. But absolutely, you can't know. You can't wait till you get to heaven and try to start loving.
No.
That's not going to work.
You're not getting in.
You know. No. He already said, no, you're a liar.
Right.
Yep. You don't see me. How you going to praise and magnify and glorify God and worship God, but then you don't want to have anything to do with your brother? Even those that may not even call on the name of Jesus. But you can't hate them.
No, can't.
He made us different.
Yes, he did.
He knew.
On purpose.
He did it on purpose.
Every tree is not alike. Every flower is not alike. Why would he just make
snowflakes are not alike?
No, they're not.
No. So he knew. He knew what he was doing. He didn't make a mistake.
No, he did not.
We were all made from the dust of the earth, right. But then he went in and he took his hands and put his hands on us, mm-hmm. and shaped us. He made Jackie like this. He made Linda like
that's
this.
Right.
Made Jackie with long legs and long arms.
Yes.
And you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know.
He molded us and shaped us, but he knew.
Yes, he did.
He knew. And he knew also that all of this stuff would come up. But he's given us an opportunity to get it right. Every individual is an individual walk, though, if you think about it.
Well, I was saying the same thing, and people said, well, isn't there's going to be a great revival? But until you deal with yourself.
You got to stand before the
revived.
You better believe it. You got to stand before the judgment seat by yourself.
Amen.
My husband won't be standing up there with me.
No.
Giving an account for what I did.
No.
Everything that you've done in word or deed in this body.
Right.
You have to give an account for it.
Sure do.
Everything. Mm-hmm. So I tell the people all the time, I said, look, we're going to be judged. So I advise you just to stop. If you're doing evil, low down stuff now, you need to just stop. Cut it off now so that when you get to heaven, you ain't going to be standing up there for months being judged. I said, I don't know what it's going to look like, but I want to be able to go so I can just begin to look at the streets paved with gold and just to see his face, you know. But he said, we got to be judged.
Yes.
For everything that we've done in this body.
Right, right. And
so
judged by the word of God.
By the word.
Oof.
By the word.
Well, we got to come up.
We got to come up. I keep saying we got a long ways to go. We got to come up. We got to come up.
Put your armor on, Pastor Jackie.
Oh,
said.
God.
Armor up, Saints.
Armor up. You got to armor up. Got to armor up.
Because even though we're in a new year, some of those same challenges.
Yeah.
Came over here in 2021.
Yeah. Because we have not, first of all, we haven't come to the reality that they exist. We're in denial. We got to come out of denial.
Whoa, whoa.
No matter how bad it is, come out of denial.
That's right.
And work with it.
Right.
And then ask the Lord, what can we do? How can we? He said, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your path.
Right.
So we got to ask God, how do we do this?
Mm-hmm.
How would you have us to do this?
Right.
Because it's not working.
No.
We're hating. We're
overthrowing
the government. Somebody said you can't even find a gun anywhere. They bought guns up and all of this. I'm trying to understand it.
Me too.
I'm trying to understand it.
Me too.
I'm going to keep loving.
Me too.
And I think that sometimes we have to have hard conversation. Doesn't mean that I don't love you.
Right. Absolutely.
But there again, it's just like the scab is there. You keep putting the Band-Aid over on it, and it's never healing.
Mm-hmm.
It's still got pus in it.
Right.
It's not healing.
Nasty.
It's still nasty.
Yeah.
So let's get it cleaned out.
Yes. Clean out our wounds.
Clean out the wounds. And there's been a lot of wounds. People are wounded.
Yes. Yes.
People are wounded.
I think, you know, a lot of that happened by believing a lie instead of the truth.
Yeah.
Because it was stated, that's fake news.
Right. And
so people began to believe that.
They began to believe
right.
it. None of
I'm
this.
I'm just going to follow this mouth.
Right. Right.
You know?
Right. And we have to, and we've thrown away the spirit of discernment.
Right.
You know, that discern between that's good and that's evil. We just threw this away. And now we have replaced the gospel with the Constitution and the flag and all of that. Which I, you know, that's all that's good. All that's good. The Constitution, the flag is good. But what does the gospel say about this?
Right.
What does Jesus have to say about this?
Right.
You know? For like us, the right. Constitution said we're what, 3/5 or 2/5 of a person?
I think so.
One of them fifths. But God said
one
that
fifth
I
or
one fifth,
like
but
that.
But the Word of God says I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
In the image and likeness of God.
I elect to look at that versus what they said written over here.
Right.
But that's what's happening.
But have you noticed how they pay it no attention?
Nope.
January 6th, did they pay the Constitution any attention?
Any attention. How can you say...
Or the American flag. Or the blue lives matter.
How are you going to take the flag and beat down one of the police officers? How are you going
to
do that?
It went out the window, didn't it?
I'm trying to wrap my head around that. An officer lost his life.
Yes.
Another one took his life because
right.
of what had happened. Another young lady got killed.
Yes,
some
did.
More people, what, they five people died?
Yes, five people.
So this is serious. We're busting out at the seams with madness. I feel this, you know, I don't want my grandchildren and great-grandchildren to come up like this. We've got to do better.
Absolutely.
Listen, I keep saying, Sister Linda, that we've got to live on this earth together.
Yes, we do.
This is the only earth that we have here.
That's true.
We've got to figure out
how
we do it.
How we're going to do this.
How are we going to do this? You know, mm-hmm. I want to make money just like everybody else
true.
Wants to make money. I want my children to be able to go to college just like everybody else's children are going to college.
True.
Just be fair.
Right.
If I'm working the same job that you're working, I want to be able to make the same. Why aren't we making
money.
The same amount of money?
Right.
Why do I keep seeing where our salaries is so much lower than everybody else's
right.
salaries?
Right.
And we're doing the same job.
Same job.
You know, if I'm not doing the work, if I'm evaluated and I'm not doing... I understand that if I got a bad evaluation, I don't expect to get a raise. But we're all doing the same work. How come I'm starting off so much lower than where you're at?
Yes, I'm here. Before you go, we're
yes.
almost out of time.
Okay.
What has the Lord shown you about 2021?
Well, I really was praying, and this is a new season.
Yes.
I just believe that it is a new season, and I believe that things are going to begin to unfold. You know, he said last time, I didn't know what was happening, but things are going to begin to unfold. Truth is going to come forth. So we just got to get ready for the truth.
Amen.
And prepare our hearts to receive the truth.
Mm.
The truth.
And you say prepare your hearts.
Prepare our hearts to receive the truth. That's what I hear.
Still powerful. Unfolding.
Unfolding. Yeah, write it down, Sister Linda. Mm.
I remember things, you know.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Because I ponder them in my heart and in my spirit.
And that's
you know?
What we're supposed to
yes,
do. That's
absolutely.
What Mary did. Mary went and pondered that thing
yeah,
in her heart.
In her heart, yeah.
She did.
Became
and
a
she,
part of her. You
yeah,
know?
And she's like, I got to do it. I got to do it.
I talked about what you said last year all through the year.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was so, we were not ready.
We were not.
Happened.
It was going to hit the earth. And I tell you, I the Lord didn't show me the magnitude. It just, in my spirit, I just knew something. It's coming. Something's coming and we're not going to be ready for.
Yeah.
And I tell you what.
Not even in our wildest dreams or imaginations could we have been ready for that.
No. No. That 400 and some thousand of our fellow Americans
yes.
are gone in a year. Because it happened last January. Well, it hit. We shut down stuff in March, but
right.
people were starting to die.
Right. That's when we heard it. Well, I think February.
Was it February? More and then we started shutting down things in March. So, yeah.
My phone wants to make all this noise and all
yeah.
that kind of thing. So,
yeah.
Thank you so much for coming.
I appreciate
and sharing.
It.
Always enjoy you.
Thank
and
you.
What the Lord has shown you. And
thank you.
You always uplift our spirits. And we have a lot to look forward to. It's going to be unfolding this
yep.
year.
Absolutely.
The truth is coming.
Yep.
Praise God. Yep. And I just hope people don't say, oh, this is fake news. This is not real. But they're either receive it or not, right?
That's it.
There's only one truth.
Only one truth. The truth is the truth. And the truth makes you free.
Yes, it does. And it comes from God.
Yep. You're not in bondage. When the truth comes, you're free.
Right.
Because that's what it is. It's nothing but the truth.
Right.
That's
it. Powerful. Well, we are out of time. I know you enjoy Pastor Jackie Peterson. I know you did without a doubt. And she will be... I have to snatch her up again.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Maybe in a couple months I'll snatch her up and she can come back. Mm-hmm. But thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Until next time, be blessed and thank you.